بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
We think it's important to have female imams because knowledge is important. The one who has knowledge should be able to lead their sermon and should be able to lead the khutbah, the political, religious, philosophical, ethical speech before the prayer. And we have a lot of educated female Muslim women within the European countries who are ready to do this. And there is also a need within society. So it's not something that comes from outside. It's something that comes from within the society. We need female Muslim leadership within all levels, also in the religious field. And also the khutbah, that's the speech before the prayer, the Friday khutbah, it's a very important speech, because you can speak to all the people who comes in the mosque.
But this is such a male-dominated religion, especially amongst radicals, where women are forced to separate from men, and they're, as far as Western perceptions are concerned, are regarded as second-class citizens. What possible hope do you have of achieving that ambition?
Let me just point out one thing. Many of the mosques today in Europe are segregated, but that's not the same as saying that they are radical or traditionalist or, I mean, that they are discriminating women. You can have a segregated mosque without discriminating women. But I believe it's important that women have a voice and that women are visible and that allow women to lead the khutbah, because there is a need within society for this. It is also important to equalize women with men within all fields. And it is already happening. It's happening in China, in the US, New York, Canada, Spain. So we have female imams some places in the world, but we don't have them actually in Europe, in the most European countries, and in the Middle East. So now we started an initiative to promote female imams.
But if you can't get it in Denmark, which is perhaps one of the most egalitarian societies, what sort of chance have you got of spreading it elsewhere?
We will have it in Denmark soon, because we have a community who wants this, who wishes female imams. And we have very good female candidates for this imam position. So I believe it's a matter of time before we will have female imams in Denmark. Just wait and see. It's on its way.
But what sort of influence do you think you can have in actually making Islam a little bit more peaceful, as it were, and a little bit more accepting of Western values?
Islam is a peaceful religion, and the majority of Danish Muslims, of European Muslims, the majority of Muslims in the world, practice Islam in a peaceful manner. Then we have a minority of Muslims who are violent and who use violence as a method. But it's very important to underline that the majority of Muslims in the world practice Islam in a peaceful way.
But how important do you think it is to get female imams to help change the Western perception of Islam?
I think that female imams will not only change the Western perception of Islam, it will also change the Muslims' communities within. Because when you go to the mosque every Friday, it's quite systematically, you go there, women, men, young people, children. It's important to see female imams, to listen to women giving the speech. I mean, it will naturalize the idea that women and men are equal. And I believe that women maybe has something to say differently from the men, from the male imams.
What chance have you got of that ever happening in Saudi Arabia, where women can't drive?
I think that's not going to happen. I mean, within our lifetime, I don't think so. But you have to start somewhere.
So what is your time span? What are your ambitions?
I mean, we are already starting we are meeting within this month. We are meeting in Lebanon. We are a group who are planning a seminar, a conference, the first international conference that will focus only on female imams. And we will invite all the female Muslim leadership from all over the world within the academic field, political field, science, art, and also the female imams that exist right now. We will gather all these great forces and we will focus on female imams and how we can promote the idea all over the world.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.